This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks. Set.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, the 10th of May, 2022. Well, what is so significant with the 10th of May? The significance is the Cubans just about took over the Bahamas, and it was something else. And I'll tell you, a week before, the Bahamas did something that we'd never done before, and that is winning the Charifta Games in Bermuda. And when we came home, driving out west, we heard the news that the Cubans, four people were left. Four were left. And that really is something else. So, we really need to honor those people who went through all of that, and it's really something else. Well, I do appreciate you watching and listening to Track and Field, the pride of the Olympic Games. And I give kudos to Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, who ran 10.67 in the 100 meters. Oh, man. Wasn't that something else? Just unbelievable. You know, it's just starting the season. And that normally does not happen, to go that, you know, that fast. And the meet was in... The name of the meet is connected with Kip Keno, who is one of the best distance runners in the world. And he is the one who started out the Kenyans being so great. But we also have Kenyans who could sprint. We're talking about a young man called Omalalia. And he ran 9.85 seconds. And it ignited the stadium. Oh, the president of the Kenyan body, he was smiling and it's so exciting. And Fred Curley, as good as Fred Curley was, he finished second to the Kenyan. And let me just say who is watching the show right now. We're talking about Valdez Ferguson. Oh, Valdez Ferguson. He used to be a coach, I think, in Long Island, as I could remember it. Brenda DeVoe, our good cousin, she is watching. Charlene Thompson, out of New Jersey, she is watching. We're talking about Mark Z. Ford, he is watching. Kelly Burrows, of course, out of Grand Bahama, He is watching Edric Poitier. He is watching also. And remember, if you only hear those names, people are going to come on later. But normally there is nearly 500, 400 and something to 500 people who are watching and listening to the show. Because with this Facebook, you cannot show all of them, as you understand. So this is what I'm talking about. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as we go, it is just something for you to know. For you to know, my brothers and sisters, on the 6th of May, the B3s celebrated its 70th anniversary. The president elected was none other than A.F. Adley. And y'all all know where his school is, still here now, A.F. Adley. Well, of course, he died coming from the coronation, and Sir Orville Turnquest is the only remaining executive of the B3As. And as a matter of fact, Sir Orville Turnquest learned law in A.F. Adley's office, and that was, I think, near Parliament on the left side. This is where his office was. And so that's how it happened. So a good friend of mine, 77 years, he was a Finnish president, a president of the, not just the Finnish, but he was the president of the European Association, a good friend to me. And that day, along with Wilson Bain, a B3A's official, he was born on that day also. And we have somebody who is a good friend of mine from Puerto Rico. And when we had a big event in the Bahamas, he brought a ton of people from Puerto Rico to the Bahamas, because we had a top meet at the stadium. And I would say maybe not the new stadium, but it was a great event. Now, we talk about Joan Lightman. She celebrated on Sunday, and that's Mother's Day. Jerry Harper was a coach from the United States and came to the Bahamas, and he coached at Aquinas. And Harper would have been 84 on Cinco de Mayo. And he was living in the Cayman Islands, and he was here at, I think it was the meet wasn't one of those, it was what we just had. I'm talking about the, I'll remember what I'm talking soon. And I say, this young man, he is remembered fondly, taught at Aquinas College, by the way. And then we talk about birthdays, continuing. We're talking about Claudia Ferguson. She was a sprinter, had a Bahamian record in the sprinter and a jumper. She had the Bahamian record in the long jump. Now, my great client, Dalton Farquharson, and he was my doctor, and he is 59, and on the 11th of the month, look here, Sir Arthur Folks turned 94. And when people look at Sir Arthur Folks, they wonder, what does Sir Arthur use? Because he looks real young. 94 years, tomorrow, the 11th. I gave a shout out to Karen Turncress, who enjoys assisting at the stadium, track and field stadium. And she also says she hardly misses Track World on Guardian Radio. And then we are talking about who is Track World brought by. And that is none other than Sun Oil Limited, Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, Vaughn L. Culmer and Associates, insurance brokers. And I have been a financial services representative at Kalina for more than 42 years. My daughter is Alexis Hanna, and my business partner. We are the A-team at Kalina, and we appreciate all of our clientele. That's what we're talking about. So we certainly have a love affair with our clients. And how do I put it? I just have to switch because there is one star that has passed. One star has passed, and his name is Colin Thompson, a baseball and basketball player. He's the brother of the one and only Michael Thompson, who is the first Bahamian in the NBA. And he also has a son, Clay, with the Warriors. And I'm sure he has another son who is playing baseball. And we give all our most sincere condolences. The last time I saw Colin is that I was driving out east, and lo and behold, I looked over at him, hailing him and everything else, and then he pulled out, and he's gone. It is so interesting. I have to talk about Aeneas, Godfrey Aeneas. There's somebody, they were at the, what you call it, the Jackson Five. And one of them went to, several of them went to Houston. And guess what? There is somebody that the Houston people came to get them from the Bahamas to Houston. And Godfrey Aeneas decided that Why don't he ask the coach to go and see Michael Thompson's at his home? And from there, he's one who went to Minnesota, the draft in Minnesota. He was number one in the draft. And you see how well his son in the Warriors play, and it's really something else. It just shows you that the Bahamas has a ton of talent. Your thoughts, my co-host, Philippa?
Well, good evening, Alpheus. I think you covered it all pretty much for us. And where we stand and where track and field is going. And definitely, yes, there are We have a lot of promise. We're getting closer and closer to world championships that will be held in Eugene, Oregon. And we had an exciting Carifter. Of course, many might feel like we did not produce as well as we should, but again, we had exceptional performances. And so for me, I feel, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited for the rest of the season. We know that Steve and those will be running this weekend in Puerto Rico. That is definitely going to be exciting. There are about 10 gold medalists, who Olympic gold medalists that will be competing at that meet in Puerto Rico. Our NACAC president has traveled there to Puerto Rico for that meet. So definitely, I think we're ready for a great, great. This is the beef of the season, Alpheus. This is the beef. This is when it starts right here. So this is when you're going to start seeing the times dropping and all of the persons that's lining up for the big champs at the end of the season, they're going to start stepping out right now.
Well, let me say this before, at least I forget. Barbara Cartwright is watching. Barbara, I trust you are well. Haven't seen you for a while. You used to be just opposite the Guardian. I don't know if that's where you are now. But lest I forget, on the 10th, not the 10th, maybe the 10th, is where the, or a little further, is where the Doha meet is.
That's right.
The Doha meet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know why Doha? Because Doha, if you've been in that stadium and everything else. Diamond League is just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Just unbelievable. So when would the trials for the B3s be? For to get you to Eugene, Oregon?
Well, I'm not certain if they have actually finalized the dates, but we know that it's normally the second week of June. But
somebody mentioned the exact date.
The date.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I think the CEO, Mae Miller, might have mentioned it, but I'm not 100% certain. So, but it's usually the second week of June. We know that World Championships is a little bit earlier mm-hmm. than usual because it's normally in August, like that first and second week of August. So I'm probably certain that they're probably trying to finalize when they will run the senior nationals for our teams.
I see. So what do you think about the nationals? I mean, you have to either well. And watching the events in the last one we were talking about in Kenya,
mm-hmm.
you would see in some other things people trying to make the standard.
Of course.
The most important thing.
You want to establish it early, Alpheus. You want to actually make your mark.
Get that
early.
Out of the way.
Yes, exactly. So then your training can be a little bit more comfortable. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go in the season getting closer and closer to the date of your trials, wherever it is in the world, and you haven't established your time. But I think that's the science of coaches. Coaches always peak their athletes for when they think it is time for you to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we're seeing now. Shelly-Ann's rocket time in Nairobi, that was crazy.
Yes.
That was crazy. So if that is what is to come from Shelly-Ann, Elaine have her hands full.
Yeah.
Elaine has her hands full. And again, we don't know who else is going to pop up. Antonique is right there.
Yes.
We have our own Antonique Strawn, and she is running exceptionally well. Exceptionally well. So, and every time she touches the track, she is quickening her time. So this is going to be a very exciting one for us. And it's good to see a Bahamian back in the sprints.
Yes.
Like
really
up there in the sprints. It's been a while for us now. Mm. So that's exciting to see Antonique up there.
So let me ask you this. There are people in the United States now, like the young man who's done his time, Colebrook.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's done extremely well.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we have our man out of Grand Bahama, Jones.
Mm-hmm. Terrence.
Yeah, Terrence.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you got to remember now, some of these athletes are collegiate. They're in college.
So
collegiately, a lot of the coaches are peaking for their conferences. So, you know, while the countries want them to be prepared for their nationals and for the actual big games, which is world championships or, you know, world juniors or whatsoever, the coaches for these colleges they're concerned about their conferences.
Yeah.
That's where they get their money from.
That's where they get their money.
Exactly. So, you know, definitely you're going to see collegiate times dropping far quicker than our pro times. Definitely. And that's what you're seeing from a Terrence Jones. He's running exceptionally well as well. And he has been making strides from indoor, even now stepping out to outdoors. He is running very well. So I'm excited.
Oh, man, that's really what it's all about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, Eugene, Oregon.
Wow.
Now, it's the World Championships.
Yes, indeed.
But what is different with Eugene, Oregon?
Well, hey, when you say what's different, are you talking about how it looks now, Haywoodfield?
Or
oh, it's always on fire. Yeah. It's a very fast track, as you know, even before it was the go-to track. Like, that's where you want to have your meet. But even more now that they've renovated and expanded, and I understand the track is even faster.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and we saw that with the U.S. trials last year.
Of course.
So definitely, it is the place to be. You know, it was the home of NCs for many, 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 many years. And now I think they've switched a little to the Texas area and stuff. But Eugene is the place to be. I think everybody wants to be in Eugene. The only problem with Eugene is it's so small. So
that's okay.
Right. It is okay. But, you know, that's the only thing. I think for persons who want to travel and probably have that experience for world championships, it's going to be a lot of driving. If you haven't secured your way in there from even last year, it's going to be a lot of drive. You're going to have to find, you know, townhouses and Airbnbs so far away to drive back and forth.
I will be no further than about 20 minutes to the stadium.
Well, see, you're lucky. You're lucky then.
I planned in advance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have to do that.
Of course.
Because now there are challenges with just the airlines.
Yeah. Yep.
The airlines, I was talking to somebody today, he said it ain't going to be that good because
most of the flights come out of Portland.
Oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. And the prices are probably going to be very high as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Now, I heard on the radio, what's his name from Zendesk was interviewing some people, and the lady from Andrews, who went to the triple jumper. You know what I'm talking about.
Coach Patty?
No. A triple jumper.
Uh-huh.
From Andrews. You don't know about triple... Well, you don't listen to ZNS,
I do. But I'm
They've been
working.
Talking about her for again and again. She talked about triple jumping in Portland. It was in Portland. Because there's no... And then she also said that she qualified for the, I'm talking about the Commonwealth Games.
Okay.
And I'm not aware, I guess I can't know everything, but she, no, seriously.
No more than me.
But she is somebody who has done very well in the triple jump.
Okay.
She was here for the event here, as I can remember.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about Tamara?
Tamara, yes.
Oh, okay.
Tamara, yeah. Tamara.
I never knew Tamara base was in Andrus.
No, that's where she is from. I'm not saying she's based in Andrus.
I didn't know that. That's what I'm saying. I know that's what I'm saying. I know
North
she's
Andrus.
Here training.
North
okay,
Andrus,
okay.
Yes,
you
North
just
Andrus.
Educated me.
Yeah, and what about the young lady who is at Tennessee? It's been all over the place. The lady who sprinted well.
You're talking about Charisma Taylor?
Charisma Taylor, yes,
mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening with her? And how close is the NC2As?
Well, the NC2As is normally like the last week of, I am not certain of the date Alfie is, but the NC2As is normally the last week of May, sometimes the first and second week of June. because I remember those days from college. You always got left. Everybody's going home, packing their bags, and only you, the athletes, are left on the campus. So, yeah, it's normally around that time. But it's still an exciting time because that's when you bond with your team. You bond with the team. You literally have the whole campus for yourself. So it's an exciting time for athletes and a lot of time to focus on. If you're there, it means that you've qualified, because athletes who haven't qualified then go home. So, and that period after graduation and after school is closed and it's only athletes on the campus, it means that you've accomplished something for that season because you're there because you're going to NCS. Yeah. That's it. And Charisma is doing well. I mean, we know that for sure. She's been making marks every time she's jumped, every time she's touched the hurdles. She's had a really stellar season.
Well, I think it was on Saturday that I have a friend who the government has posted in Europe, Zurich, as a matter of fact, in that area. And when she was here, when her mother died, I told her that I am going to connect you with the things that happen in Europe. And lo and behold, she was right there with her brother. She hadn't gone back yet. I think she went back today.
Okay.
So I am connecting her with whoever it is in charge of the European Association to connect in the first meet would be where the Olympic Committee is.
Okay.
You know, they have meets there also, big meets.
In Monaco?
No, in Monaco. Nothing to do with Monaco.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the Olympic Committee.
Okay.
So, Lausanne.
Oh, Lausanne, Switzerland.
That's a big meet.
Okay.
And then she has the opportunity to go to Zurich, the last one. So I'm going to make that out. She is our representative in that area.
Okay.
So she will have the opportunity to go. Now, the last time I did it was Jackson with the place right around the corner. And she had the opportunity of seeing Chris Brown there. And it is something else. And she brought some of her friends with her. She is Jamaican. So, well, you know, they would be arguing about who is who and what is what. And I have not been to, I think I've been to only one of those events in the past. Cause it's so difficult to get here, there from this area of the world. But you know also, we have an event in Birmingham, one of the big ones.
Huge event, Commonwealth
huge
Games,
event,
huge.
Yeah. But other than the Commonwealth Games,
mm-hmm.
other than the Commonwealth Games, in Birmingham.
Okay.
And so it's going to be something else.
Edric Poitier is posting for you that NCAA Outdoor Championships is scheduled for June 8th. It was that first week
June 8th, yes.
June 8th to 11th. And it's actually back in Eugene from what he's saying. So that's exciting.
Yes, yes. We know it's back in Eugene.
Yeah,
but Edric, please come out.
No.
it ain't too far for you. It's just in the United States, you know. That's what I'm talking about. So this is really something else. Now let's talk a little bit about under 20. Our under 20 team. When are they going? It's too long. It's too far from now, right?
It's probably in August.
Yeah.
It's probably in August, yeah.
The under 20. And there are a number of people now.
That have already qualified for that.
But mm-hmm. they some of them have already qualified for, one or two have qualified for Eugene.
Oh, yeah.
And if they qualify for Eugene, it's just a hop, step, and jump to go from the Bahamas to that place in South America.
Mm-hmm.
And what country is that? And I think it is in Colombia. It's in Colombia, as I could remember. But of course, Mike Sands was new because
of course
he is involved in all of that. But let us take a break right now. And when we return, we're going to ask people to make comments, please. To please make comments. What do you like about track and field? What do you like? Which event you prefer? And all of that. Thank you ever so much. So we now go to our break.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street. Or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. My co-host, Philippa Arnett. Well, Philippa, have you seen anything in the things that are happening before before Eugene?
Well, I mean, of course, it's all
one particular meet.
Okay, you're trying to pinpoint me. So
yes.
So tell me which meet you're talking about.
I can't remember the name. This fellow ran. And he ran the 5,000 and everything else. And he normally would have a beer. And guess what happened? He didn't drink that beer. And he got killed. So the meet is named after him.
Oh.
Anyhow, just go through it. Don't do it now. Just go through it and you'll see who it is. Well, Edric, what is the name of the meet that is going to be before the World Championships? It's going to be in Eugene. And the young man who the meet is named after, I can't remember his name now, but
he would run.
Prefontaine?
Prefontaine, yes.
Okay, the Prefontaine Classic is May 27 to 28.
That's what I'm saying. So it's coming up soon.
Right.
It's coming up soon.
That's right, the end of this month.
And they're going to have the best in the world.
Always, every year.
Every
year.
The best in the world, yep. Yes.
But that is a Diamond League. That's what I was saying when I said Diamond League. That's a Diamond League meet.
Yeah, but we see the Diamond League thing. So the only thing that we have on this is the Diamond League.
Yeah, that's a Diamond League meet. That's one of their Diamond League options.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he is, I mean, he was so good.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes I'd say that I would go out there for that Diamond League. You can't be going up and down.
Another exciting competition that's lined up around that same time, actually early part of June, though, Alpheus, is the Pan Am Under 20 Athletic Championship.
Okay.
That's June 3rd to the 5th, and that will be in Brazil.
Yeah, but the whole from all the way to Canada, all the way down. Isn't that it? Pan American?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Pan American. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is something else. I am wondering how many Bahamians would be going out there. Remember, it's a junior competition.
It is.
Yes.
But it's, believe me when I tell you, it's one of the most exciting ones, because I remember the last one that was held in Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. Listen to me. World records were being dropped.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy from Brazil who runs the 400 meters, the young guy, I mean, it was a pile of exceptional times that were dropped at that meet in Costa Rica for the under 20 age group.
So what we had the same year as the Olympics, we had the Pan Am Juniors right here.
Mm-hmm.
And hardly anybody known about it. And the B3As has not decided, they should have decided a long time, that we were going to have the Pan Am Juniors right here. But anyhow, that's a talk for another discussion. I would believe that people will have the understanding to get all these people come to the Bahamas, the Pan Am Juniors.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not a the kind of meet that you can't handle financially and everything else, you know. People want to come to the Bahamas. Is there anybody who says they don't want to come to the Bahamas?
There's no one.
There is no one.
But there's sometimes too, though, we need them to bring the money. That's the next part of it. You know, we want to make the money.
But they also have
to bring some of the money.
Yeah, but
you know, you can't just be giving away stuff, Alpheus, all the time.
I said, let me say this. I never talked about giving away money.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in giving away money. All I am saying is this. There's some of the countries who can't afford it. And with that in mind, I believe there is a Pan Am organization, and they would make it so that those people who can't afford it can come.
Are funded.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Funding then. Funding. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And that's what
I think it filters through NACAC as well.
Yes.
Filters through NACAC.
With NACAC. Mm-hmm. Yes, with NACAC. But all I'm saying is that we have so much opportunities in the Bahamas for people to come here and do this, that, and the next thing.
We sure do.
It is unbelievable, unbelievable. So let's talk about an idea that came from our president, is that Tramico Archer, and we were out at the stadium, and we had a discussion that we would have. After we had our discussion, he said, you know what I want you to do is to bring some of those athletes who had Carifta. And I said, you know, Carifta is a long time from now. He said, yes, it is, but there are things you need to do from now to then.
Mental.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is it would be 11 months away,
mm-hmm.
between now and Carifta next year. And, you know, that is so important. But that also includes, we were talking about people who had some psychological and all that kind of thing. People came to assist, but they came to assist, but they didn't stay long enough. So we have to find a way that we have people who every now and then could
could do that for them. You know, and then there's more than one psychologist or psychiatrist in the Bahamas who could assist.
But again, you don't want to, again, we're talking about psyche when you're talking about athletes. So you don't want to be having them all over the place. So you'd probably want to choose.
I never said that.
I understand, but you're saying that there's a lot. So yeah. I know for Carifta, they had a doctor that was there the day before they traveled.
Yeah.
At the stadium, who did a presentation to the athletes on the mental psyche of preparation and stuff. It's, of course, not one time, but it's a start. It's not something that we've done before, as far as I know. So definitely it's a start for the athletes, and it's a start for the B3As, and, you know, just coaches on a whole. I mean, it's something that coaches could even incorporate in their day-to-day training.
They have to.
Right. Okay. So
that's a part of it.
Right, exactly. And make it a part of their physical training, mental and physical. So
go ahead.
No, you were talking about and what your plan is with the athletes coming in to... That's
what our plan is.
Yes, our plan.
Yes.
So right.
Let me say this. I asked you if you're excited about track and field.
Oh, I'm very excited. I want to throw one in, Alpheus.
Yeah.
The new life, the NACAC New Life Invitational, that was held last year.
Yeah.
It was the first last year. It was a grand success. Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, I think about 80 to 90% of those athletes that performed and medaled at NACAC New Life Invitational last year in Miramar were all medalists at the Olympics. So I see on the schedule that they are planning on having that again this year. It's scheduled for 12th of June in Miramar, Florida.
So
after
the trials.
Correct. And it's a by invitation meet. You know that is. It's a by invitation meet. But it's a very exciting meet. So I see that on the schedule as well.
The question again is, who are excited about track and field? And the numbers to call are 323-431-4362, 325-4316, 325-4259. And the text line is none other than powered by BTC 422-4796. So I want you to call and tell me what interests you in track and field. Which event that you would prefer, whether it's the long jump, the high jump, whether it's the discus, whether it's the hurdles and all of that. Just give us an idea of what you love, because what you love shows you the number of people who's going to be in that stadium, the stadium when we have it for the Nationals.
What feeds you? Yes. And in preparation for Carifta next year, that's going to be held here. So definitely we want that stadium to be filled every day of Easter, every single day. So I think from now is, you know, it starts now for all of us as Bahamians, including, you know, of course, the Ministry of Sports and Culture and the B3As, BOC, all of the persons that participate in the platforms for track and field and athletics here. And even swimming, because Carifta. Yes, okay. Exactly.
Let's just do it.
Yeah,
afterwards. Yes.
But as we wait for calls, Alfies, I would just want to throw in that there is a meet going to be held this weekend in Grand Bahama, and there are a lot of the local clubs that will be attending that meet, and that's Fast Track. Spring Fling, I think, Invitational.
Yes.
They're holding that this weekend. It's a two-day event. It's going to be on Friday and Saturday at the Grand Bahama Sports Complex. And again, this is more like junior athletes and, of course, senior athletes that will be here. So it's going to be an exciting meet. That will be followed by Red Lion Athletics hosting their meet the week after, which will be here. And it's in honor of Sonia Knowles, the past president of principal of St. Augustine. So that's what's on the B3 schedule for right now with athletes, particularly junior athletes. And, of course, there's always open events for senior athletes as well.
Well, we have somebody else who is watching, She's watched a number of times before, just about every time. And we're talking about none other than Yvette Butler. Yvette Butler. Those of you who are listening and watching could, just like Edric has done, make some comments. Because you know, we just look at you, you look good. And I know that you're excited. And make some comments on as to what is happening in track and field now, and where do you see it going now?
And athletes that you're watching, athletes that you love. Oh, yes. Everybody has their favorite. Oh, everyone has a favorite. Mm-hmm. It might not be even a Bahamian athlete, but you have a favorite, and you know we have persons that follow those athletes that they love. So that's another means.
Yeah, that is another means. I see.
We have some track junkies up there.
Yes, but there are a lot of people looking at chats, mm-hmm, about, they know much more. They don't live here, mm-hmm, but they know a whole lot about track and field here and abroad.
Of course.
It is really something else.
One of those persons is in the likes of a friend of mine, Stephen McKinney. Oh, my goodness. He follows track more than anybody.
Stephen McKinney.
Sometimes he gets me like, okay, where you find this meet? But he is, he loves track and field, loves it.
So which school did he go to? Did he participate?
I'm not certain of his schooling. No, I'm not certain. Yeah, yeah. He's an attorney by nature, but in the banking world.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, but loves track and field.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about that, and let's talk a little bit about the Commonwealth Games.
Well, the Commonwealth Games is scheduled for the 2nd to the 7th of August. And it's, of course, like you've shared already, it's in Birmingham, Great Britain. And so we know that's a plethora of countries that's hosted at that event.
And it is the biggest
event in this side of the world.
No, not the event. I'm talking about the big city.
Mm-hmm.
Only London is bigger than
Birmingham.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of attorneys who are there. As a matter of fact, I was at the event for, what do you call it now? Last week, the International Jazz Day.
Okay.
And this fellow lived around the corner from me in the valley. What's the name of our street? Going up on top of the hill,
mm-hmm,
they worked. But they lived right down the street from us, and he is with the Ministry of Tourism. I said, you just come to visit me. He said, no, he's going back to London. And what he said is that he really wants to go to Birmingham, mm-hmm, because a lot of the Bahamians would be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have another friend who lives in Delaware. He's working in Delaware, he and his wife. And he says the same thing. He would just like for the athletes, the Bahamian athletes in the U.S.,
yes,
like, you know, just to connect with them. Because sometimes they can plan. It's easy for them to go to meets, but they want to know where the athletes are performing. And so some of them, you know, try to follow some of the athletes, and some of them, you know, they can't. But there are a lot of Bahamians who live in the U.S. and abroad who want to follow our athletes. And if they know where our athletes are competing, they will show up to support.
But let me say this. Oh, it adds. Carolyn Young. She's watching. Carrie. Mm-hmm. And somebody who we talked about.
Hi,
before.
Carrie.
Yes. And guess who he is? He is A.F. Adley's grandson.
Okay.
Ted Adley, who is a big person at Atlantis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just unbelievable.
He is. Just the go-to man.
Yeah, just unbelievable.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Somebody mentioned about supporting Norbert Elliott,
mm-hmm,
and Lonnie in Indiana this
year. Okay.
But let's say
congratulations to Lonnie too.
Oh,
he was named, you know,
the Drake Relays.
Yes, he was named. I think it was coach of the year.
I think so.
Yes, yes. So definitely.
The Drake relays.
Mm-hmm.
Now Gordon Major is back again.
Okay.
my neighbor down the street. But when I started this, and it looked far, and I was saying that there has to be a way that all the Bahamians who wanted to go there can do it. But you know, you can't do everything. So no, you'd be crazy trying to do everything. But people are still now getting ready to go to Eugene, Oregon.
Of course.
And it's not as bad as we thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
But as time goes by, it gets a little bit more pricey.
Yeah, know? The buzz will be crazy there. Yeah, it will
yeah.
be crazy.
But the hotel accommodation isn't bad at all, you know. And that's what I am talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So just one more break, and then we will just mention some things and shut it down, having a great show next week.
Okay.
Thank you ever so much.
You're welcome.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as this thing. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Well, we're back. And what do we have to say in 6 minutes? What I want to let you know that we really appreciate, even though you haven't called in, we appreciate that you are listening and watching. And as I said, if you only see 20 of them show up, there's a whole lot of them, because normally it's over between 400 and something and 500 watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
And from all over the world, you know.
Indeed.
People are shocked and amazed. It's,
yeah.
It's just the, how do I put it, through the Facebook thing and all of that.
Of course.
People see you from all over the world.
The social media platform is crazy. Yes. I learned that a lot this past week. Whew.
And I told, yes, yes. I hear you, Philippa.
I have to laugh.
No, because I see people call me. I mean, I see them there. Mm-hmm. And they say they watch
it. It's positive and it's negative. It can be such a builder and such a motivator, but it can really also be a real destroyer as well.
Yeah, but that's it. But in specifically concerning those people who watch this and all over the world, some may be negative. I don't see any negative things.
No, people love Track World, Alpheus. Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I think even for the years that we have, you've known me and following and stuff, people love it. You have your followers. Indeed, you do.
Yeah. Every now and then somebody tells me that, hey.
I
listened to the show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And let me say this. It is, as I say, track and field is the, what do you call it, of the Olympic Games?
The it factor.
Olympic Games. The Olympic Games don't start until track and field starts.
Man, listen.
A lot of those other events, they only have several of them.
Mm-hmm.
But in track and field, and the amount of things that we're adding. They can't compare to us with regards to the Olympic Games.
I think we're a bit biased in saying that, but we're going to stay biased on that because there are some other sports that they feel the same way.
Give me one. Your feeling.
Exactly. I said we're going to be biased on that because it's definitely, that's what we feel. And that's why it's like the last 2 weeks of the Olympics, the last like 10 days, for sure, for it, you know? So what could you do without track? Nothing.
But let me say something else. Talking about social media, this morning I was watching races that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the replays and all of that.
Mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
one with Armand in the Penn Relays. And who is that? Has the world record in the 200.
Arrington Knighton?
No. I'm talking about the Penn Relays. Okay? The Penn Relays.
Yes.
And who?
I went to Penn Relays all my college years, year.
So what's the name of the man from Jamaica? The sprinter from Jamaica? You don't know the sprinter from Jamaica? Who has the world records?
Usain Bolt?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
I thought you were talking about someone on the track, Alfie.
I don't talk foolishness.
You were talking about on the track.
He's on the track. I'm saying that.
He ran this weekend, is what you're saying?
No,
he didn't.
They replay it.
Okay.
It was the biggest event ever at the Penn Relays.
Yes.
And you know, it's Philadelphia.
Yes, of course.
And you know how close it is from Jamaica to get to Philadelphia? And. Place is packed.
Jamaica always packed. Comes with a huge contingent in college.
It has not happened
and before.
Since that 4x1.
Okay.
4x1. And they did 30. It was the best performance ever, as I could remember, of the Penn Relays.
Mm.
Now, the Penn Relays has changed now. I don't know the kind of changing.
No, it's still pretty much the same format. They haven't changed it much. It's the same format, the same, you go in the pen, you come out, the races keep going. It's the same format. Jamaica still has about a lot of the same teams that pretty much participate in their champs that they plan exactly. So
when we were watching Carifta, they asked the people who win what's their next step. Some say go into Colombia, and the others say
Penn Relays.
Penn Relays.
As a man, listen.
It is something else.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, somebody else is on it. Corey Maycock.
Hey, Maycock. Hey.
My friend.
That's Keyshawn. That's the coach. That's the field coach right there that take all the medals home in Carifta. And the records.
Portia Nottage.
Portia, I'm not going to ask you how well you love the Carifta Games, but I'm sure you did. Carrington Maycock, we'll look for... he did mention Bolt that we were talking about.
Okay.
But thank you ever so much, and we're going to have another great show next week. And I guess I need to give some prizes next week, because we got to get this thing up, you know. Time is flying. Thank you ever so much.
Road to Carifta.
And the road to Carifta. Mm-hmm. And the road to Eugene.
Yes, of course.
And I'm talking about my producer. Thank you ever so much.
Carly.
It would not happen without you. Thank you. Thank you. And I pray that everything goes well. You always have to put God in
everything. Yes, in everything.
Yes. Thank you ever so much.
Good evening, all.
Good evening.